Petrobras reports profit drop in first quarter as fuel output and sales rise. Petrobras presents a mixed picture as it reports a solid net profit for the latest quarter, though it is lower than a year ago, while production and fuel sales rise. The company says the gains come from higher oil prices and stronger export volumes, even as the stronger local currency pushes up costs in exploration and production. China remains the leading destination for its crude, shaping the outlook as analysts gauge the next quarter. Petrobras' profit fell from last year, but beat analyst expectations. Higher oil prices and more fuel output lifted shipments and sales. A stronger Brazilian real increased exploration and production costs. Already earnings. Cash flow declined and debt rose in the quarter. China remains the top buyer of Petrobras oil, with pricing timing affecting future results. Petrobras posts BRL 32.6 billion net income in Q1. Beating expectations despite year-over-year decline. Key figures for the quarter. Petrobras reported a net profit of BRL 32.6 billion for the first quarter, down 7.2% from BRL 35.2 billion in the same period last year. Analysts had expected roughly BRL 29 billion, and the company also paid BRL 9.03 billion in dividends. Compared with the previous quarter, net income surged about 109.9% from BRL 15.5 billion in Q4 2025. In US dollar terms, the quarterly net profit rose 3.8% to US $6.19 billion from US $5.97 billion a year earlier. Market conditions and pricing dynamics. The result reflects only part of the effects of the Middle East conflict, which helped push oil prices higher during the quarter. The price of crude rose to around US$80-$81 per barrel, supporting the company's earnings through higher market prices. The stronger local currency, however, weighed on export revenues by reducing the value of overseas sales when translated into reais. Production, exports and pricing mechanics. Petrobras linked the quarterly gain to a 16% increase in commercial production, lifting output to about 2.831 million barrels of oil equivalent per day BOE/D from 2.442 million BOE/D a year earlier. 10 new wells started operation in January-March, with 7 in Campos and 3 in Santos basins. Domestic sales also rose, led by higher volumes of fuels such as gasoline, aviation kerosene, and diesel, while overall revenue from sales rose just 0.4% year-over-year to BRL 123.68 billion. On the revenue side, the company noted a timing deferral between shipment and revenue recognition as ownership transfers occur at port. Additionally, a BRL appreciation against the dollar reduced export earnings in reais. Petrobras also expects to receive BRL 741 million in diesel subsidies from the federal government. Cash flow, debt and regional demand. Operating cash flow was influenced by working capital needs tied to ongoing exports and higher supplier costs, resulting in a negative working capital impact of BRL 6.9 billion in the quarter. Free cash flow declined to BRL 20.077 billion from BRL 26.040 billion a year earlier. End March 2026 indebtedness showed a higher profile. The company carried a net debt position of US$62.09 billion, up from US$56.03 billion a year earlier, while gross debt stood at US$27.53 billion versus US$23.83 billion in March 2025. Petrobras described its export activity as led by shipments to China, the largest global buyer of sea-transported oil. Other major destinations include India, other parts of Asia, and Europe. The company explained that export pricing largely follows month-prior quotes for Asian markets, meaning recent oil price spikes related to Middle East tensions are expected to be reflected in exports in the second quarter of 2026. Segment performance and outlook. Looking by segment, exploration and production posted a 12.9% year-on-year decline in net income to BRL 25.44 billion, pressured by higher exploration costs tied to the currency, devaluations, and an 11% rise in pre-salt production costs. The effects of a tax agreement involving the state of Rio de Janeiro and a diesel tax relief program also contributed to the segment's results. The refining, transportation, and marketing division delivered a strong improvement, with net income rising nearly 460% to BRL 12.05 billion, driven by inventory movements and higher margins on domestically produced derivatives, along with greater export margins for fuel products. Conclusion: Petrobras delivered a solid Q1 result, posting a net income of BRL 32.6 billion and beating expectations, even as the figure declined year over year. The gains were driven by higher oil prices and stronger production and export volumes, with China remaining the top destination. A stronger real weighed on margins by raising exploration and production costs and by depressing export revenue when translated into RIs. Cash flow was weaker and debt rose during the quarter. Looking ahead, analysts anticipate better profitability in Q2 if oil remains elevated, aided by favorable pricing dynamics and refining margins, but they caution that cash flow and currency-related risks persist. Frequently asked questions: how did Petrobras Q1 profit compare to last year? Net profit was BRL 32.6 billion in Q1, down 7.2% from Q1 2025, but above analysts' forecasts. Why did fuel output and sales rise in Q1? Higher oil prices boosted production and fuel sales. How did the stronger real affect Petrobras' revenue? The stronger real raised costs, hurting export revenue and margins. Which country is the top importer of Petrobras' oil shipped by sea? China. What do analysts say about the next quarter? They expect better profits in Q2 as oil stays high, but cash flow concerns linger.